The Quest of the Fishdog Skin, written by James Willard Schultz, narrated by Clay LeMacayu. Chapter 1. It was early in the spring of 1861 that Pinnamaken and I returned to Fort Benton after a perilous winter in the depths of the Rockies. For the first time, I was well content to remain within the walls of the stockade and rest and sleep and tell over and over to the eagerly listening company men the story of our hardships. A month after our return, however, the factor loaded 2 keel boats and 3 bateaux with furs and robes, and telling off the crew and putting my Uncle Wesley in charge, sent them one fine morning on their way to far St. Louis. After this departure, I found life in the fort was not so pleasant. I missed my uncle's companionship sorely. True, I went out with the fort hunter whenever he made a trip for meat. But as there was now only a few mouths to feed, he hunted not oftener than once a fortnight, and then for a few hours only. Why should he? Immense herds of buffalo were constantly grazing in the bottom. In the early morning, we shot them, often from the very walls of the fort. Moreover, the Blackfeet had all moved out on the far plains for the summer, and Pinnamaken had gone with them, saying that his father needed him to herd the family horses. He had firmly refused to accept our hospitality. Although my uncle's good and faithful wife, Tosaki, did all she could to make me happy and contented in our little home, I found the monotony of it all become week by week less and less endurable, until at last I actually fell sick from lack of companionship and proper exercise. If Pinnamaken had stayed with me, we could have lounged away the whole summer at the fort, in which event this story would never have been written. It all happened because I was left moping there in the fort, the only boy within its 4 walls. Early in August, several hundred of the principal Blackfeet came to the fort for a fresh supply of powder and ball, and for 2 days trade was lively. Their camp, they said, was on the Missouri at the mouth of Sun River. Within a moon they were expecting the river people to join them there for a season of intertribal trade and horse racing. Pinnamaken's father, White Wolf, was one of the visiting party, and I went quickly to him to ask about my friend's health. "Your elder brother sends you greeting," the stern old warrior replied, "and ask you to come and stay with him for a time. There will be great fun for young and old when we and the river people meet." Without waiting to hear more, I rented Tosaki, who was busy at the fireplace preparing her share of a feast for the visitors. "Pinnamaken asked me to go and stay with him," I cried. "Oh, Tosaki, as you love me, let me go." Rising from the hearth, she gave me a hug and kiss. "Yes, my son, of course you shall go," she said heartily. "Yes, and I will go with you. Your uncle will not be here for several moons, so it is right for us to go and live in the great camp for a time. It is long, long since I slept in a lodge. My nostrils are hungry for the odor of trampled sage and the sweet-smelling growth of the plains. My eyes ache for each sight of the happy people feasting and dancing. My ears long for the laughter and singing and drumming of the people as the sun goes down. Yes, my son, we will go to the camp with this party and have a good time." So we set out under the protection of Pinnamaken's father, White Wolf, who was Tosaki's own brother. We each rode a good horse, and we had 2 pack animals laden with our bedding, clothing, and food, and with numerous presents for our friends. I carried a new knife. That is, it was new for me, although it was a weapon of some age that belonged to my uncle. My own father had made it in the little shop in St. Louis. I took that for a good omen, a sign that I should be fortunate with it. It had a cap lock and a shot ball weighing 32 to the pound. Oh, but I was proud of it, and of the powder horn and ball and cap pouch slung at my side. With so good a gun, I did not intend to run short of ammunition. Although the kind factor had laughed at me, I had taken, on credit from the company store, 500 extra rounds of ammunition and 7 boxes of caps.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?